We'll read in the Gemara and two dots again. Tana Rabbah, Ches on the Aleph. Ches on the Aleph. Tana Rabbah. Mocha, beginning lines. Mocha. Mocha le'echot v'le'shlesh b'nei otam. Ches on the Aleph. At the end of the line is
high.
Okay. Tana Rabbah. Mocha le'echot v'le'shlesh b'nei otam. This person has got a lot of money that he owes. He sells all his fields to either one person or to three different people. Kechot, these three different people who bought the fields, they bought it at the same time. Kula nichlis tachlabang, they all now take the place of the original owner. Means whoever bought the Yerushalayim field will have to pay the nizik, and whoever bought the Bnei Brak field will have to pay the balkov. And Bet Shemesh is a superstition. Now we're going to concentrate on the next line. Zeh zeh. If all three people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, bought the fields, but they did bought it at the same time. They bought it on different days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Kulon, Govan, and Achman. Then all the debts that are owed, they can't go to the first guy, and they can't go to the second guy. They can only go to the last guy, the guy who bought the fields on Wednesday. They go to him. Ainlo, go to Mr. Lefolov. If he doesn't have enough to pay, that field doesn't have enough to pay all the debts, then you go to the second guy. Ainlo, go to Mr. Lefolov. If even the second guy, after giving his field away, is still money's owed, then you go to the first guy. Now, we explained last time, why the first two buyers, do they have a dispensation? That since they bought the field first and left some behind, the second guy also bought the field and left one behind, that they're protected. The only guy who's not protected is the guy who bought the field last. He has to pay all the debts. We said last time it's a special tukana. And we explained the tukana in two different ways. Either tukana is that economic tukana that says that we have to protect people who buy fields. Otherwise, if they end up having to give it away, the people will stop buying fields. So we have to give them certain protection. So we protect the first two guys, that they get protection, that then they buy fields from somebody who owes money. They don't need to give it away, only at last resort do they have to give it away. But they get a certain protection. The only guy who doesn't get protection is the person who bought the field, the last field remaining. He doesn't need to get protection because he knows that this guy's up to here in debt. And he shouldn't have bought it. He's negligent in buying such a thing, so he doesn't get protection. But the first two guys get protection. They don't need to pay debt. That's Tosfos' opinion. Rashi, on the other hand, said the reason why we give the first two guys protection is because otherwise, if you don't protect them, they're going to be a machlokes. Okay. Then we're going to argue. He says it's not fair. Not fair. Why should you come to us? Not fair.
Yeah,
I didn't need to do it, but people don't look like Adin. They look how what they call fair. It's not fair. You come to us, we bought the fields, and there was plenty of land around. It's not fair that you should come to us to collect dividends. That's Rashi. So Rashi says not fair. That's the reason why you have a tukana for the first two guys. And Tosfos says the reason is because economic reasons, to encourage commerce and not give more protection to as many people as we can. The last guy we don't give protection. Now, there's enough difference between the two pshat and it's got like this. If you look at Rashi, which I gave you these papers again, if you look at Rashi, the base, what is the person complaining when he says not fair? What is his actual taina? The guy who bought the fields, what is he saying is not fair? I read the words of Rashi again. The Asilukukus, then let's see. If you look at my paper, he says Rashi says in base, the Asilukukus, the buyers, are going to let him through. They're going to have a machlokus. And they say it's not fair. Vlema, and they say, Minei Govi, you should collect Minei. Now, what does Minei mean? Does anyone know what means The buyers of the field are saying, it's not fair, you should collect from Minay. What's the word Minay mean?
It's
from
him.
From who's? From who? When you say from who? From him. What do they mean from him? When the buyer, you come to the buyer and say, hey, we are owed a lot of money, you bought the field, we want to collect our debt from you. So the buyer says, not fair, you should collect Minay. What does the word Minay mean? From him. Who are they saying you should collect from? That. Otherwise it's not fair. You have to collect from him. Otherwise it's not very fair. Who's the him they're saying that you have to collect from?
The
original guy. They're saying, look, we bought a field. We bought Reuben says, look. Yankala owes you lots of money. Yeah? You had lots of fields, this Yankala. Reuben came along on Sunday and bought a field from Yankala. Fine. Yeah. Now, one of the creditors of Yankala comes to Reuben and says, hey, Yankala owes me money. I'm going to collect. I want you. You bought Yankala's field. Pay me. So what does Reuben say is not fair? He says, it's not fair that you're coming to collect debt of Yankala for me. You should go to who?
Yankala.
You should go to Yankala. He's still got fields. Go to Yankala. Why come to me? The guy who owes you money, he's still got fields. He's the guy who owes you money. He's still got fields. Don't come to me. It's not fair. So what she's saying, that's not fair, is that if Yankala, the original guy who owns all the money, has still got assets to pay, it's not fair to go to the guys who bought from Yankala before you go to Yankala. That's what you're saying. Okay. Now, in our case, oh come on, Yankala owes all this money. How much of his assets did he sell? Some of them, one of them, or all of them? What did this Yankala do? He sold all of his assets. Okay, he sold all of his assets. Now, the creditors of Yankala, they go to Reuben, the guy who bought one of the assets first. He goes to Reuben. And he says, we want to collect for you. Unless he can say the word, it's not fair. Can Reuben say it's not fair to go to me? Yeah, he can't say it's not fair. You only can say it's not fair if Yankala has still got assets. If Yankala has still got assets, then Reuben, who bought, can say it's not fair to go to me. But here, Yankala has sold all his assets. There's nothing left. So when we come to Reuben and said, we want you to pay, Reuben can't answer back, it's not fair. Well, why is it not fair? Yankala has got nothing. So what's Peshat in Rashi over here? When Rashi is, what's Peshat? How does Rashi learn the Gemara over here? The Gemara says, Reuben can say, don't go to me. According to Rashi, you can only say that if you can say it's not fair. According to Rashi, you can say it's only not fair if Yankala has got still assets. In this case, Yankala has got no assets. So how can he push them away?
Can the next person down the line?
But then as she says, that's not just not fair. Not fair is only when Yankala, the original guy, has got assets. Here, Yankala's got nothing. He's sold everything. So you can't, Reuben can't say it's not fair.
Can you not say that when
I bought it,
Yankala
sold
their assets?
But now, look at it today. Yankala's got nothing. He sold everything to Reuben, Shimon, and Benny. All of them are equal because they're all not the guys who owe the money. They're just guys who bought. So Reuben can't say, it's not fair to go to me, because he can only say that if the original guy who owed the money called Yankala has still got assets. But Yankala's got no assets. So he can't say it's not fair. He can't say it's not fair. How can he push away the creditors? In the eyes of us? That's the question. Okay, we'll carry on the Gemara and see if we can come up with some sort of idea how to answer that. Let's carry on. Now, four lines down from the two dots. Beginning of lines, Eimlo. And we're actually the three words on the end. Mochron le'echot. Everyone's got that?
Yeah.
Mochron le'echot. When the bride says, Yankala sold all his fields to one guy. And he takes over. Hey, Sintomi, what's the case of one guy? What's that case of one guy? What's the options? What's the options when he sells to one guy? What are the two options of what's the pshat in that case? What are the two options? Did he sell? Yeah, did he? Yankel sell all his fields to Reuven, the one guy Reuven, on Sunday, all of them on Sunday at the same time, or did he sell to Yankel? Yankel sold to Reuven one field on Sunday, second field on Monday, and the third field on Tuesday. Those are the two options. So he says, if you say he sold all of his fields, Yankel sold all his fields to Reuven on Sunday together, Hashta the Shlosha. Now you tell him, when you already know the price, sir, that if you sell to three guys, that they take over, the Ikalamema Chatm and Naikotam. Where we have, if we would have three guys involved in buying, it could be that one of them came first. Almost good on this, that's right. Even so, even though it could be that one of them came first, nevertheless, they have the same halach as the original guy. Mochon le'echot meboya. So do you need to now tell me that he sells just to one guy at the same time? He takes over? Of course he takes over. If you sell to three guys, the three fields, at the same time where one of them could have come first, they all take over exactly his halachas, then Koshkein, if you sell all three fields to one guy at the same time, he takes over the halachas. Correct? Everyone understand that thing? Now, we're going to analyze a word over here. What does it mean that if he sold to three guys at the same time, where you could say that one of them came first? What do you mean you could say that one of them came first? What do you mean you could say one of them? Make up your mind. Did you sell all three of them at the same time to three guys? Or you sell all three of them at different times to three guys? What is it?
It's really not
threatening
for
sale
three guys.
He's got three fields. Yerushalayim, B'nai Brak, Bet Shemesh. This young fellow. He sells them to Reuven, Shimon, V'Levi. Yes? The Gemara said, the Midrash says, he sold them at the same time. So what does the Gemara mean that you could have said that one of them came first? What does it mean you could have said? But they didn't. They all worked together.
The best was it.
Were they together or were they not together? Were they together or not? The bride says you sold all three to three people at the same time. Is that together or not? What does it mean? Same time. What does the word same time mean? The same time. What does it mean? It means at the same time. All together. So what does the word mean that one of them could have come first? What do you mean one of them first? That's all we're talking about. We're talking about they didn't come first. They were all bidyuk at the same time. What's the Quran mean? Just translation of the words. What does it mean?
Just nothing.
What?
It suggests that the latter two had, there was some way they knew about the first sale. So that they, when it would come to the time to collect on the lien, that maybe they could push off.
I'm just asking, when did the transaction take place between Yankler to these three guys? The Bryce says, the thus us at the same time. So what does Mar mean that one of them could have come first? If it's the thus us, one of them could not come first? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi seems to tackle this problem. Hashta. If you go down to Rashi Hashta, the beginning of the line is Hashta. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up in the Rashi from the wide lines. There's wide lines of Rashi, and then there's thin lines above the wide lines. So there's four lines up from the wide lines. The beginning of the line is Hashta. Has everyone got Hashta?
Yeah.
Right. So Hashta, the Gimel, if you're talking about to three different guys at the same time, if at the same time one of them came first, it could say the one who came first. What does Rashi explain? Reuven bought the fields from Yankala in the morning, Vahalu Shnayim, and the other two, Shimon and Levi, the Enif. He bought them, the Shimon and Levi bought it in the evening. Motzil it on, and there's room for Reuven to claim, Hanachti Lecha Mokum, I bought first, and you shouldn't come to me. And the sister's room for him to make a claim, but we don't let him make a claim, and he has to take over the obligations, even though he could make such a claim. We don't let him. Then culture came. If he sells to one guy at the same time, all three, he has to take over the obligations. So what does Rashi say is the case of one of them came first? What's he saying?
For the same day.
So what does now, according to Rashi, what does it mean to, they bought it together? What's the word together mean according to Rashi?
On the
same day. Together doesn't mean same time. Together means on the same day. And what does the Quran mean where one of them came first?
Morning.
It means morning of that day. Or afternoon of that day. And evening of that day. They did buy it at separate times, where one came before the other, but it's called at the same time because they had the same date. Same day.
So Erev before Nacht.
What?
Erev before Nacht.
Yes.
Does it literally mean the future? Does it mean there's not enough of a time difference?
Same date. Yep. Same date in the documents. The same date. Chavod Cheshvan. All three of them have in their sale documents Chavot Cheshvan. Just one was in the morning Chavot Cheshvan. The other one was in the afternoon, and the other one was late afternoon. And therefore, amidst years, one of them got before the other two. But they had the same Cheshvan. Okay. That's what Rashi says. Now.
Is not the next day in terms of the Salokas?
Now, if you look at your Marmok number one on the paper, there's a question. So if you're telling me all three of them did not buy it at the same time, one was before the other, one was in the morning, one's afternoon, one's late afternoon, but should we stop asking the following question? If the first one, Reuven, bought in the morning and he was first, why Be'emes can't he say to the other, to the debt creditors, don't come to me? Don't come to me, I was first. Just if I will buy it on Sunday. Reuven buys on Sunday, Shimon on Monday, and Levi on Wednesday, we say, the halacha is, Reuven can say to the others, don't come to me, because I was number one. You have to go to the last guy, that's Levi on Wednesday, he's last, he did it after me. So even when they buy on the same day, and they have the same date, but you're telling me Reuven physically bought it before everyone else in the morning, so why can't Reuven say that, don't come to me? Don't come to me, I was first. Don't come to me. I left fields behind, and they were bought later in the day, so I'm protected. Why can't they say I'm protected? So, can you tell me a practical difference between, therefore, the case of when they're buying together on the same date But all of them have got chaf vav cheshvan in it. But there's different times of that day. So the case where they buy on separate days. One's chaf vav, one's chaf zayin, and one's chaf cheshvan. Can you tell me, just a practicalism, or anything in the deep or not, what's the practical difference between the two cases?
It's a practical difference as follows, that if you will in one day decide that the morning is before afternoon, if you decide that morning is before afternoon from this,
yes. So
then 10 years after that, I have no way but only heavens. Because my document tell me nothing about practically. You will show me that. You can say whatever you'd like to say. I don't know what you're talking about. I see that.
The practical difference, if everyone opens their eyes and looks at Rashi, is the next Rashi. Right. The next Rashi after that Hashda. Mamish one line above when it gets wise. Omus. Nichnasu tachas sabanim. They all take over the claims of creditors, and even the first guy in the morning has to pay. Why? Hoyo, ve'ene nika b'shtar. Since we can't tell in the documents who's first, milos are Christian, since we can't tell who's first, they all have to pay. We can't tell from the document who's first, because it doesn't write the document what hour of the day you bought it. It just writes the date. And therefore we can't tell from the document, just look at the document, who's first. They all have to pay.
Even though they've got 80, they could tell you that.
Now. Okay. So what's now pushed up to that? Why do they have to pay, and they all have to pay, when we can't tell from the document who came first? Why? What's the shot in that? Yes, Mr. Bob.
Okay, you say chav vav in Cheshvan, then the shibud happened on the chav vav. And if you can't say chav vav at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, the whole day, the shibud happened.
Not about shibud, talking about someone buying a field.
Yeah, but when he buys a field,
he buys a field and chav vav in the morning. He came first.
It's
a special Sukkot. Whoever comes first gets protected. So why doesn't he get protected? Because it's not clear from the documents. He doesn't get protected. Why is it not clear from the documents? What does that mean? Because it's not clear from the documents. You don't get protection because it's not clear from the documents. What?
Because
it's not written, so. And therefore, if it's not written in the document, why doesn't he get protection? You're number one. Your number one guy gets protection. I was number one. Why do I get protection? Because it's not clear in the documents. Why? So what? I'm still number one.
He could not complain based upon Russia. This is called problem. If he can complain, Russia will pay attention to it. It's the much locus. He could not complain in this situation. Because when he complains, he needs something back up.
Yeah, okay.
And right now, what he can
do. Well, forget it to Russia. Russia is problematic in any case, because he can only complain if he answers his problem. That's not awesome. So forget him. Forget Russia. Why doesn't he? We got a rule. Number one guy who buys gets protection. Fact. How Rashi fits in? Not interested at this moment in time. How Rashi's logic fits. Yeah. But it's a fact which Rashi has to agree to. First guy buys gets protection. If he has the same date, even if he's number one, he doesn't get protection. What? Because he can't tell. So what? He can't tell. Why doesn't he get protection? I'm the first guy who bought, and there's others around that are still by young killer when I bought. I was number one guy in time to buy. Rule is, whoever buys number one, he gets the protection. So I'm number one, I should get the protection. Russell said no, because they're not clear from the documents. So what?
Well, there's no number one, there's not
the only
guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm number one guy. I was not in the morning, I was way up. I got up for next. And I went straight after this to buy it. I was number one guy.
They don't know anything about it. I'm sorry. It's a good story you're telling us.
Ah, now you're thinking.
It's not screen equal.
Ah. Because, who says you're number one? Who says? Maybe you weren't number one. Maybe you're number two. Maybe he was number one. Maybe number three is number one. Number two. Who says?
The agent. They didn't bring agent.
No agent. No, I didn't want that. They just remember stuff. Well, I don't remember the time. I wasn't even thinking about time. It's not written in the document at the time. got no idea what time it was. The sun was up. Yeah? The sun was up, but the sun was up on all three of them. Don't know which one, got no ages which one came first. Okay. So now, we've got a case. Three guys, four fields on the same side, we don't know who came first. Okay. So now let me ask you now a next question. We don't know who came first. So what's the rule when you've got a stoppage? What's the rule? Hamotzi Machavero Olavarai. So what would come out if you say the words Hamotzi Machavero Olavarai on this case? Three guys. Who is Shimon Levi? All bought a half question. All bought. One of them came first, one came second, one third. We don't know. They're all trying to say, I came first, got no proof. Stop it. So now, credit has come. Hamotzi Machavero of a lie. What happens in such a case if you say Hamotzi Machavero of a lie?
Reuben has been through. Reuben's been through.
What's the halacha in Hamotzi Machavero of a lie?
No proof, no claim.
Credit has come to Reuben. What's going to Reuben going to suggest? What's to protect himself? What did he want to say, don't come to me? What do you want to say? I was first, yes. So he said, don't know, stop it. So what's going to be unlocked? Can they collect for me or not collect for me? Yes. So therefore, they can't collect. So they can't go to Ruth.
From anybody.
Okay, so now they come to Shimon. They have the Shimon. Look, the president says, no, prove. So I came first, Shimon says. I came first. You can't come to me. Don't know. What's going to be? Can they collect from Shimon?
No.
Can they do that from Levi? Can they collect from Levi?
No.
So can they collect from anybody?
No.
No. So they can't collect from anybody. Yeah. What does Gemara say?
We all should be collecting. All the same. Same day, same day.
Do they pay or do not pay? Does Reuben, Shimon, and Levi pay or don't pay anything? What does Gemara say? What does the Bais say?
Pay.
Nichlasu Tata Saban. What does that mean? They pay. Why they pay? Why they pay? All of them should not pay anything.
I see that.
Why they pay?
Same day, same
night. Why they pay?
Can't have three parties.
All of them say, I'm the guy who came first. Don't come to me. Prove. Prove. So if you can't prove, I'm not going to pay. But the price says you do pay. So why pay? Why do pay? Why do pay?
Because in this situation...
I'm going to say, I'm going to pay. I give you my bill. Prove that I was not first.
Yes.
Prove I was not first. You can't prove it. Then I am. Until you can prove it, I'm first. You can't pay. You can't collect from anyone. Why the price says you all pay?
Because in this situation, not first. You cannot say it first. Because in this situation, there's not first people.
That is...
No, because
I say I was first. I was there on
the first. Shai says there's no first.
Shai says it is said I was on the same date. It's not clear who was first. That's what Shai said. Not that I was not first.
You want to say I don't care what you say. Same date, same time.
Same time. That's all. That's
okay.
Not
situation. So we've got something wrong in our way of logic. Our way of logic is. Each one is saying, I'm first, no proof, none of us can pay, and the price is saying, all of you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? That's our logic.
Yeah, okay, so once you've got a tough job, it's the same with a bank. A person said, a person has a certain amount of money in the bank. So he deposits his check first, and there was money in that account, and I don't deposit that they debit account, but fail the club. But the bank only do everything at the end of the day. So when the club bar, that whole club bar is basically the day that you're all in together. You can't be first, you can't be first, second, and third or
club. That makes sense with the word shibudim, not in buying things. I bought first. It's not like it wasn't active. I didn't own it in the morning. As soon as I bought it, I owned it. Normally I can dig a hole in it. Yes? So not that it didn't take place until the end of the day. I can, as soon as I buy it, so that day, I can now dig a hole before even Shimon bought his field. I can start digging in my own field. So I bought it before him. Yeah. It's not like a shibudim and things like that. I can actually go there and dig a big hole. Yeah? It's not like a bank. Yeah, yes, I'm asking.
I have a question. In the name of Luis and Javier on the Rari, does it apply equally to if you have an interaction with one person versus three people?
Yeah.
In other words,
yeah.
There can't be three people who are first.
Viper. They all saying prove that I wasn't first. And you can say a most of the of three people, yes.
Maybe that's why they're
you can do it with 10 people.
But maybe the figures are all three then.
Why all three? Forget it. Zakiya is another one. So let's go to Mara Malkum number two. This Shaila is actually discussed by the Shonin in the Sefer Chumas. He brings down his opinion and the Ramban, his Rebbe's opinion. So he says like this. Number two. Mistapa. The Ike Din Kachu. You know what? The halacha is in such a scenario where you don't know who came first. You know what happens when you don't know who went first? The kibun shakakas kulon nichnas tachas shibuta. Since the creditors have a claim, monetary claim before they were bought, they have monetary claim and ownership on all the fields before they were bought at all. Have they ill bahani lofsev batai? The creditors of batai that they had something. The Inu, the buyers, the boy of Fuki, who want to take away the creditors' ownership in it by buying it, they are sophic, they are not sure if they can take it away, because who says they were first? Alehem Levah. The buyers have to prove that they took away the creditors' rights, monetary rights in the property. So the Sefer Chumash is saying, you're looking at Hamotzil Chaberwa in the wrong way. The opposite way. You're looking at it physically, where the land is and who's digging in it at the moment. Yes, Reuben's digging in it, Shimon's digging in it, and Levi's digging in it. So, but that doesn't mean that they are the ones who are Moksan. Who's Moksan? The Moksan ones are the creditors, because they let money or owed money before the buyers came on the scene, and since they were owed money before they came on the scene, they for sure had a claim on that land. Now the buyers, when they came along afterwards, want to take away that claim. The only way they can take away the claim is by saying we're first. But they got no proof they're first. They're sophic, they took it away. So sophic, taking away rights, now upon them, the buyers, to prove that they took away the rights. Otherwise, they can't prove it, they have to pay.
But they can't.
So who's Mosnick? The Mosnick are the creditors, not the buyers.
But if you could prove it, it would work.
Yes, if they could prove it, they could work. If they could prove I was first, then one of them will work. No, no, that's obviously. If they bring witnesses, then the first will work. Okay. That is the opinion, everyone understands, that's the opinion of Sefer Chumash. That the Moksik guy is the creditors because they were first on the scene and they have the sole monetary rights. The ones who are trying to take it away have Sophic taken it away, that's called the buyers. They have to prove that they took it away. They can only do that by saying, for sure, we're number first. They're going to have to bring a witness and say we're number first. Number base. What's the Ramban's opinion? By I asked this same question to my Rebbe, the Ramban, Zal. V'lo yishemi, he did not agree with me. No, we always hold our Motzim Ocharai, and that we always go after the one who's physically there. Who's physically there in a field today?
The buyers.
The buyers are the ones who must have. So therefore the buyers can push away the creditors until the creditors can bring proof. They have to bring proof who was last in order to get anything out of that field. So we have a machlokas rishonim. Who's called Moksan? Is the Moksan the creditors because they were first on the scene and therefore the buyers have to prove in doubt? And when in doubt, the buyers have to prove, otherwise they have to pay. Or the Moksan on the scene is actually the buyers because they're physically there, and if you want to take it out of their hands, then the creditors have to prove that they can't, then they can't get any money from the buyers. Okay, machlokas rishonim. Okay, fine. Now, I know what Mr. Goffin's going to ask. Mr. Goffin's going to ask, we're not going to, what did the Gemara say? What did the Brisa say? Did the Brisa say they pay or don't pay? What did the Brisa say?
Pay.
face. And who's that like? What does the Rambam say? According to Rambam, does the bias pay?
No.
No, bias does not pay.
Forget about it.
According to the Rambam. The one, according to the Sefer Shulmans, the bias pay, because they're the ones trying to, the creditors are Muslim, and they can't prove anything, they have to pay. But the Rambam says, the ones who are Muslim are the bias, they don't need to pay anything. But the bias says they do pay.
So it's
doing
the
bias. So how does the Rambam get the answer to the bias? Okay, that's Mr. Goffman's question. Fine. Not going to tackle that at the moment. Fine. Let's see on Thursday the answer. Fine. But now, before we get there, what we have to understand, and this is the most fundamental point of the Gemara, we have to understand over here, is this Chakira. We call it Chakira. What exactly are they arguing between the Sefer Tumas and the Rambam? Why is the Sefer Tumas saying the creditors is Muslim? And why is the Rambam saying the bias is Muslim? What are they arguing in? What is their machlokas based on?
Who's really holding it?
No.
Yeah. What is their machlokas on? Why does the Sefer Tumas say the creditors are Muslim? And why does the Rambam say, no, the buyers are Muslim? Why are they arguing about it? A fundamental machlokas in our sugya. What are they arguing about?
The Sefer Tumas is saying that until the creditors are Muslim, you can't transfer the property from this property to all these buyers. The buyers don't get the property until the claims are settled.
Okay, very getting close. Yes. That's one side of the coin, maybe. But you see the other side. So, a lot of our friends say this. We're going to see what the Chiddush say. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin explains the two sides of the coin. And we'll say it, explain it, and finish the shiur over here. But something you need to be kona this chakira, because then it goes through the whole sugya of this chakira. It says like this, number three. Ika hadin, this halacha, the enif roim that you don't pay, that you can't pay from people, you can't, the creditors can't get their payments from people bought if they're still assets by the person who owes money. Yesh lachkor. We can make a chakira to learn it in two different ways. How does it work? The mechanics. How is it working? Imutin rak b'schus gevina. Tavki achomim haschus gevina meshavutin. Kol zman z'ikah b'nei chorim. Is it, this all the chomim are saying, you know what? When the buy, we're talking about a case, Reuben came along, he bought a field from Yankala on Sunday before any other thing was built, and the other fields were only bought next week following. So Reuben was definitely first. Yeah? Then on Reuben, when he bought that field, what did the Chazal say? The creditors can go to Reuben or they have to go to Yankala. What did the Chazal say? They have to go to Yankala. Why? Is it because is it because they gave Yankala a card, a special dispensation card? So you're number one. We'll give you a card that says that you can't claim for me, Reuven, because there's assets of Yankala still around. They gave you the other. We want. Really, the people, the creditors, have a monetary right in the land, even on what you bought, and they still, after you bought it, have that monetary right. But we give you Reuven, since there are Yankala assets still around, we give you Reuven a card that says, don't make an actual collection at this moment in time, because there are actual assets still by the guy who owes the money. So therefore, you got this, yes, has, you have rights in my land, but don't make the collection because go to the Yankalas. Go to Yankalas, because he's actually the guy who owes money. So the Rabban gave you just a card. What's the card called? What name would you give to this card? How would you say it in English, the card? Yeah?
Guarantee.
A temporary prevent of collection. A temporary card that prevents collection. Yeah. We haven't taken away your ownership, Mr. Collector, even from the land which I bought, but temporarily you can't collect. Yeah. Yeah, because there's other better assets for you to collect. Okay. That's one way of looking at it. Or, the Habiyah class is shivered. Or do they say that since you are number one, Ruvain, and you bought it and you left plenty of assets around for the collectors to make their collection from, they took away the monetary rights of the creditors in your land and they have no rights monetary to make any claim in your land altogether. So did they give you a special card that says temporary can't make a collection, or do they take away the monetary right of the creditors in that land altogether and they have no rights to it too because you are number one and you've left the assets, so we took away their monetary rights altogether in that land? Those are the two sides of the coin. Says Rabbanan, that's the machlokus was shown him over here between the Sefer Tumas and Rambam. We're going to say it quickly here now, what each one holds, and we'll go over it on Thursday. The Sefer Tumas says, who's the one that's mustak? Creditors. Even after it's been bought, the creditors are still mustak. What does the Sefer Tumas learn? Does he learn it that buying takes away the monetary rights? Or does your buying just give them a temporary no collection card? If the buyer buys, he doesn't by buying take away monetary rights. Even if he buys number one, he still doesn't take monetary rights. All he does is get a temporary don't collect. But your monetary rights are here. If so, if the monetary rights are still here, even if you for sure bought number one, I still had monetary rights in this land as a creditor. So therefore, when you got Sofik being number one, you got Sofik whether you have a clause, temporary prevention of collection. You got Sofik, temporary prevention. Sofik, temporary prevention, you can't prove anything. I definitely own rights here, correct? Even if you bought it, I still own rights. I definitely own rights. You got Sofik, maybe you can prevent me collecting. Sofik prevent you collecting, you can't prove it. But according to Rambam, how's he learn it? When the buyer buys the first land for sure number one, what does that do to the rights of the creditor? Finish! There's no rights to creditor anymore in the land which is bought number one. The buyer owns it, and the creditor has no rights at all if it's number one. Now, in the case where it's Sofik number one, let me say over here, Mr. Creditor, you want to collect. You got Sofik whether you still have rights. If he's number one, you don't have a right at all. If he is not one, you have rights. Sofik, if you've got monetary rights over here, you have to prove you've got monetary rights. If you can't collect. So they're arguing. Well, what is the Zakonah doing? Is it just giving a temporary preventance of collection but not affecting the monetary rights? Or is that actually the Zakonah, when you buy number one, is actually removing all monetary rights altogether and giving all the rights to the buyer? That's the machlokus between the Ramban and the Sefer Tumas. We'll repeat it at the beginning of the shiur next time and take it further from there.